question is, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking. Feeling a lot better. Yeah.
When did you feel good? Did you think you would play last week?
You know, it's a tough call. I was feeling good, but there's a reason why we take the baseline test, you know, and having kind of being an older guy and been in the league before they had things like this in place and now being a part of it and, you know, obviously having to take part of it last week, you understand why they do those things. And it's because sometimes the testing will show things that maybe you don't necessarily – that the outward symptoms don't show. And so I'm thankful for that because, you know, it's a serious thing. Concussions and the head injuries and what our older players and retired players are dealing with. And so we don't take it lightly. And was there a huge part of me that wanted to just say, hey, let's go, you know, forget about the test and everything else. Let's do it. Yeah. But I think that's why they're in place is to prevent some of those things from happening. So I was just trusting the process, trusting the testing, and you know, trusting the doctors and the protocol that the league's put in place. And I think, long term, we'll be glad that we have those things, and we won't know for a while. But I feel like as our game continues to grow and get better, I think that's one of the major reasons why it will continue to grow is because we'll feel better about that area of our sport.
Outside of this building, a lot of discussion about who's going to play quarterback. Is there any doubt in your mind that you were going to be?
Well.
Your job back?
There was no doubt in my mind that I was going to come back and prepare to play. And obviously, Coach Pettin and the coaches, you know, they anytime you have a situation like that, especially obviously with a young guy like Johnny and the guy that you picked in the first round to go out and play the way he did, there's so many positives to draw from it. So all I knew is for me, like I've said since I got here, is, you know, I'm going to prepare like I'm the guy, and then until told otherwise, you know, I will adjust. But preparing to do whatever it takes to help our team win. And so that's my mindset. And as a competitor, you always are ready to go and expect to be the guy. So that was my, you know, that was my expectation, going into this week.
You know he wants to play, so do you console him a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been there. I've been on both sides of this thing. I've been, the guy in front with a first rounder waiting in the wings, and people waiting on that guy to play and wanting that guy to play. And then I've been in situations where I've been the guy everybody wants to play, and you go to both sides of it. Where you're as a competitor, we wouldn't be in our situations if he didn't want to play. You know, so that's he wouldn't be here. And so I appreciate that fact. We both do. But again, it's about him continuing to grow and all of us together and doing our job in our room to play good football.
I'm sorry, Josh. Can you relate to it, like when you were playing so well in Chicago and I think they ended up going back to Cutler
mm-hmm.
when you had that good, probably one of your best stretches, you know, like what Johnny's now going through. He comes off a good performance.
Absolutely, yeah, I think so. And that's what I mean. You can relate to it where you feel like you got a good rhythm going, got some good things going. You know, as a competitor, you want to keep going. You want to keep playing. And so, for he and I, like I said, we come together in our room and try to get better together, you know, and to push one another. And coaches make their decisions that they're going to make and that's in the best interest of our team. And then we move forward. So the best thing that I can say, you know, going through a half a week of preparation already is, you know, the best compliment I can give Johnny is that, he was able to put that one behind him and he came in Monday and Tuesday and we did all our normal process. And so I think that's the key for especially young guys is when you have some success, what does that success do to you? And I just applaud him because, I mean, he came back and was ready to roll and has been working and doing everything. To get ready for this week. So that's our process. That's what he and I have to take care of. And because, you know, he's just like we found out in week one, he's one play away. He's got to be ready to go.
Was that tough on you when they decided to go back to Cutler?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said it back then. I mean, I understand the team aspect and where we were heading with Jay, you know, as an organization. And so I think it made it a little easier, softened it, but I still wanted to be out there. You know, you still, you know, you want to play, because that's why we're in this thing, is to play and be the guy out there. So exactly, it's you never take that lightly, but at the same time, there's a bigger picture working, and you know, he will continue to, like I said, he's done it all this week. He'll continue to grow and get better and develop, and so if anything, it just Sunday more than anything just, you know, gets us even more excited about where he's headed for sure.
Quarterback situations can divide a fan base. They take sides. Are you at all concerned that chance of Johnny and stuff?
You know what? I said it when I came here. These people are passionate. And they love our team, and they certainly, you know, the list of quarterbacks and all that stuff's well documented. So you got a young guy that comes in and play well. I get it, I understand it, and so it's just for me. You don't want it to be a distraction for you know, everybody else. But at the same time, I understand where they're coming from. And like I said, there's so much to be excited about, you know, with the way Johnny played Sunday and where he's headed. And so I understand it. That's part of it. I've gone through that before. And so, you know, you go out and I think at the end of the day, we have all these, you know, different slogans and things about the Browns. We all bark together and all those things. I think at the end of the day, we go out and play winning football. Everybody will be happy with that. And so that's the key for us, is to go out and you know, focus on beating the Oakland Raiders.
Hey, Josh, we haven't talked to you since the Jets game. Looking back, do you second-guess the decision to jump at all, to leap for the end zone?
Looking back, yeah. I mean, obviously, anytime you look back and something doesn't go your way, you second guess it. Yeah, for sure. So I'm second guessing that. Yeah. But will I do it again? I want to understand the situation a little bit better. But I can't guarantee you, you know, just because in those moments and you guys understand kind of where my career has been the last few years. And I think part of why I'm still around is because I don't give up easily. And so for me, it was a hard one to open the way we did and to kind of come down the field the way we did to finish that drive. And I just felt like we were right there to punch it in. And so gave it my best effort to get in. That being said, you know, understanding that situation and third and goal from the 14 or where we were, maybe handled it a little different, you know, big picture wise. But it's hard for me to ever apologize for that side of me, because I feel like it's such a big part of what makes me me. And so, you know, I don't know. I would like to, like I said, hindsight, yeah, absolutely. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to go out. We felt so good after that first drive, like we were really going to get after these guys. And I really felt like I was in a good place. And so so I'm super bummed about that. But you know, we'll take myself through those situations. And, you know, through the preseason, all these things, I've taken hits and stuff like that. But I try not to – it's not like I'm – throwing caution to the wind and just going out there. Every time it's been to get a third down, to convert a third down, or to, you know. So to me, it's different when it's under those circumstances, other than just, you know, running on first down for no reason, taking hits. But I'll obviously try to be more judicious and protect myself and help keep us in a good situation.
I got time for a couple more.
How confident are you that you can pick up where you left off at that Jets game and that strong preseason?
Very confident, you know, very confident. And I'm confident in what I saw us do Sunday, you know, and as an offense, there was certainly some good things. Obviously, the big plays were there, but we started getting the running game going a little more. So I feel very confident in our ability to do that and in myself to go out there and do that as well, because that's what, you know, that's what we're going to have. And that's what we say, you know, Johnny and I and Austin and the guys in the quarterback room. That's what we say, is just, we got to go out and play, you know, efficient and effective football, and help our team move the ball regardless of who's in there. And so that's my mindset for sure.
Are you going to be able to keep this train going or hitting a Benjamin for like 50, 60, 70 yard bombs?
Yeah, I would love to keep that streak going. I mean, that was awesome to see him make those plays, and it just adds. It's just so much, you know, another dimension to your offense when you have somebody that they know can take the top off, and they have to respect that, and it opens up so many more things. So we are very fortunate to have Trav and some of the other guys that will hopefully, you know, take their turn too. We feel like we've said all along, kind of an underrated group for us, but we felt really good about that position and what they can do, and I think we're seeing some of that now.
One more, Josh, just to clear this up. So next time you're in that situation, are you saying you might slide and take the field goal?
It depends. It's just holistically the first quarter and those things probably would have been better to slide. Like I said, looking back, it's very easy to make all these decisions looking back. I'm a way better quarterback Monday morning, you know? But if I'm right there and the goal line's right there, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that we could learn from this one and maybe get down, but you don't know. I do know this, just with the protection that the league is off, you know, is giving players with the helmet to helmet and stuff like that. You just have to be careful because regardless of what happens, there's a chance that you could be out of the game because of a helmet to helmet, whether, you know, and so you just have to be careful with the amount of hits that you take, period. And so that'll be my mindset.
Josh, what does it mean for you for Mike Pettine to say he was our starter for a reason coming in and we're going to stick to this plan, even though we've got a young guy, a first-round pick, who had a good game and let us still win?
Exactly. It means a lot. You know, that just that, you know, that Coach Pett, you know, believes in me enough to you know, put me back out there. I appreciate that. And again, for all those reasons, you want to go out and continue to play good football. And I just appreciate just where we are, too, with the whole situation and just how well the group has worked together. And I think we understand that. I think that's his decision is reflective of that, you know, and just understanding, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished. And so, you know, it just gives me just that much more energy for him to, you know, put his confidence in me.